Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing podcast titled Carefree Columbines, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Perched atop airy stems above a nest of ferny foliage, the dainty pastel flowers of the columbine appear bird-like as they nod up and down with the gentlest of breezes. The name columbine comes from the Latin columba, meaning dove. Ancient Romans first noticed that the flower petals resemble a cluster of doves, which accounts for one of the plant's common names, doves in a ring. The columbine's botanical name, Aquilegia, means eagle and refers to the flower's long, hanging nectaries that resemble the bird's talons. 80 or so species of columbines grow throughout the Northern Hemisphere, most of them in North America and Europe. In the wild, these hardy perennials can be found growing among ferns under a shady canopy of trees or on the exposed rocky slope of a mile-high mountain. As garden perennials, they require minimal care and never need winter protection. But as tough as they are, columbines are rather short-lived and usually last only a few years. However, if the spent flowers are left on the plants to form seed capsules, the glossy black seeds will self-sow, or they can be planted in a cold frame for transplanting to the garden the following spring. All columbines, no matter what area they are native to, will interbreed and are quite promiscuous when planted together. This means that the seedlings of the hybrid mixes of columbines in your garden will not necessarily display the color or characteristics of their parents, but may sometimes actually outshine them. The personable columbines will fit into just about any setting. They add a woodland charm to rock gardens and naturalistic plantings and make a bold statement that won't go unnoticed when planted en masse in the perennial border. They even do well in containers and are a perfect plant to grace a vase. Hummingbirds seem to seek out gardens where red columbines grow. Most folks believe that the birds are attracted by the bright, nectar-laden blossoms, but we suspect that they just want to hang out with the eagles and doves.